This one has been years in the making, and I can't tell you, this is personal for me. This is so exciting. What we're going to talk about today is the core of what defines the word uncaring.
The podcast.
What's up, San Diego North District? Aaron McCapagall here, bringing you the SDN podcast. And you know I'm not doing this solo. Like I always say, here with my partner in crime, number one producer in the podcast game, Jeremy Keene. What's up, sir?
What is up, everybody? What is up, Aaron? Today's Monday, April 15th,
Aaron. It is.
What do we got going on this week?
Man, today, what we got going on this week is a lot of stuff, but the thing I want to call out is today is April 15th, which means tax deadline is due.
It is.
I'm good.
Are you good? Yeah, I'm good. I crammed it in last week. I know we talked about that, but you inspired me to get it done.
There you go. Hey, Uncle Sam deserves his money. We got to pay our taxes, right? So good call out. Hope you guys are not like running around right now trying to get that done, but get it done April 15th. Happy Monday to everybody. Lots of good things happen this week, Jeremy.
Yeah, we had some big announcements. If you think back to late last week, we announced T-Vision.
Woo!
Rebranding of Layer 3. Who saw that? You see that commercial?
I did. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
I think my favorite part wasn't the channels they were showing, but his shoes.
Yeah. Those magenta kicks were pretty awesome. I love the TV logo.
Yes.
I really like that.
Me
That's
too.
Really cool.
I think it was spot on. I think it was brilliant. I love the T-Mobile T with the V, T-Vision. Totally makes sense. And I'm kind of jealous because the markets that are rolling it out are Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, New York City, Philly, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and here's an additional one, Longmont, Colorado.
Yeah, pretty jealous of those people in those cities. Shout it out when you get T-Vision out there. Tell us how you like it. I know it's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. Oh,
one last thing. I love that uncabled call out.
Yes.
That was really cool.
It was really cool. We're here to disrupt that industry, and you're going to see a lot of uns part of a lot of those buzzwords that are in that industry. So I really, really loved it. So good call out there, Jeremy. And you know me, we talk about grit here in San Diego North, right?
We do.
And G is for growth. And it's not just about the business. It's about self-development as well, too.
It is. Yeah. What do we got going on this week? We've got Career Fest 2019. It starts on the 17th. Goes through the 19th. It's in T Nation. It's right there on the homepage. So, like Aaron called out, if you're interested in growth and that development piece for yourself, check out T Nation, check out Career Fest, and keep on growing.
Absolutely. Closed mouths don't get fed, and action gets you, and no action gets you nowhere, right? So make sure, take action. You're looking for something within T-Mobile, find someone who does it, and connect with them. Use Career Fest as that network web, right? And I think it's gonna be key for everyone out there. Like Jeremy said, 417 through 419. Don't miss it, right? So I'm excited about this week's guest.
Yeah, we had a really cool opportunity to sit down with someone awesome. I think we're gonna bring that to you right now.
Let's do it.
Enjoy, everybody.
All right, peoples, it's that time. It's that special guest time on the SDN podcast. I know last week, Jeremy, we didn't have a special guest, but we had some great info to share with the listeners out there. And I think it was one of those episodes where I got the most feedback, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And they loved the information that we shared last week.
I think we shared some great pro tips, some great best practices. If you remember back about SyncUp Drive, we talked about Total Rewards Portal. Mm-hmm. We also talked about T-Mobile Money because everybody loves money. But I'm really excited about this week because we got an awesome special guest.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this week, special guest, not just me and Jeremy, like we said earlier, but we have someone special, man. If anybody's listening out there, I'm going to ask this question and just answer it out loud. What was the latest uncarrier move? Silence. Hopefully you got it right. Jeremy, what do you think they said?
I think we're going to have a few different guesses out there. There's a lot of buzz on things happening in the business. So let's remember back to what that move actually was.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it, Aaron?
It was the team of experts, the announcement of the team of experts to our consumers, right? It's that was the latest uncarrier move. It was a great uncarrier move, and it was industry changing. No one else does that. We do it, and it made a huge difference in that customer experience from the care side to the retail side. And I call that out because I am so proud right now to be able to announce our next guest. He is the manager of the team of experts. He's been with the company for 9 years. He started from the bottom and worked his way up. So he's done every role in Care, Jeremy. Role in Care.
Pretty awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and announce right here. It's none other than our Meridian, Idaho text team manager, Mr. Dustin Soderquist. Welcome to the podcast, Dustin.
Hey, thanks, team. I'm excited to be here. Long-time listener, but the first time calling in, so I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, we're stoked to have you, man. How is everything going in Meridian?
Meridian's good. You know, it's hard because every day, you know, we have to compare ourselves to San Diego. So, you know, everyone asks, like, about weather and that kind of stuff, and we can never really hold up to you guys, but everything here is really good.
That's awesome. Hey, but, hey, I just want to just call this out. We did some research before we did this interview, and I do want to say congratulations for being accepted into Care for LDP. And you all listeners know that, Leadership Development Program, and that's for the Care side. I just want to say congratulations from me and Jeremy to you, buddy.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. I'm super excited for that opportunity. It's really cool. And for anyone out there listening, like, I would aspire to get into the LDP program, whether it's in Care or retail. Because just the opportunities that are out there and meeting with all the, you know, the executives and the VPs out there, it's just really cool. So thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. We're super stoked for you. Again, congrats. So, Dustin, I'm going to kick it off. I've got our first question for you today. So tell us a little bit about your role, and then tell us about Team of Experts and what it's like, a day in the life.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, you guys know I'm the Tech San Diego manager. There's actually five Tech San Diego managers, but I was the first one here out of Meridian. We were the first ones to break ground into this new kind of retail tech partnership. So it's really cool. I've been doing it now for 2.5 years in tech. Me, myself, I was in Gen Care, RSL, kind of managed those kind of things. And watching the changes that have happened as we moved to tech is one of the coolest things I like talking about.
Because
it was very run-of-the-mill, just kind of, we just kind of churned through calls. We just tried to help with the call that came in. And when tech came about, we had like this bigger purpose. We were really in charge of a market. We had to partner with you guys. We had to partner with engineering. Like, we have to look out for everybody. So when we walk in these doors, just to get, kind of give you a little breakdown of what it's like in a call center, there's actually 800 employees who work here. So it's a completely different dynamic than kind of a retail environment. And so it's just a massive building, and we've got
just a little different.
We've got our five San Diego teams kind of all near each other, but they all have a manager, and we all work really close to each other. Like, my desk and my coach's desk are all surrounded by our team. So it's not kind of like a manager in an office kind of away from everybody. Like, we are all right there together. Because in this new model, we're really trying to just fix everything. And sometimes that means I'm going to have to step in and do something. But I'm never more than a few feet away from my team. And so, you know, kind of a day in the life in Texas, like, we got this big group of people who is really just focused on taking care of our customers. But, you know, we're coming in and we're looking at market. You know, we're not just trying to figure out what we're going to do on the phone calls. Like, we look at these kind of the four pillars of tech is what we like to break it down. We like to see, you know, are our customers happy? So we're always checking NPS. You know, are we deepening our relationships with our customers? So we're always looking at things like auto pay and deactivations. Are they staying with us longer? And are we creating less effort for our customers is a big thing that we push. And so, you know, we come in and there's just so much that has happened because in that tech model, we are responsible for everything that happened to our customer base. So when they went into one of our retail locations, or, you know, if they poured it out and never talked to us, like, we're trying to figure out the best way to care for them.
Yeah.
And so there's just an influx of data. So we kind of got to filter through all that and really just try and strategically figure out, like, how do we just, I know it sounds simple, but how do we take care of our customers and make sure their experience is the best in San Diego? That's kind of like where we base everything out of.
Oh, that's amazing, sir. And kudos to you and the 800 plus front care leaders out there that's making that happen. You guys are doing what we're trying to do, is finding ways for our customers to win through that experience in the store or through care. So we appreciate everything you guys do day in and day out, bud.
Oh, yeah, and no, your guys' partnership is crucial. Just, you know, the fact that we're getting on a call and we're all talking together is so different than it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
and it's just so cool to kind of watch and experience all of it.
Absolutely. Hey, bud, hey, couple questions I have for you, man. And the one thing I want to talk about is the interaction model behavior that we drive with our mobile experts and even our leaders and even myself, right? It's our job to make sure we're out there exploring and discovering, guiding the purchase, solving problems, making sure people are staying connected and so on, right? And the one thing that I'm going to ask you is this. How often do customers call in to want to add a feature like T-Mobile One Plus or even Protection 360? Like, how often do you guys get that call at your call center?
Yeah, I mean, it's frequent. You know, normally people think that, you know, generally they're calling in to, like, complain about their bill. But I just did a recent study to kind of figure out, you know, what kind of calls are coming in. And believe it or not, it's about 20% of our call volume is just to get features added that could have been added most likely during kind of an onboarding. And most of our customers are coming from a retail experience. And so it's a high volume. You know, we talk to thousands of customers a day. So when you talk about 20%, like, I mean, we're taking between probably 1,000, 2,000 calls, depending on volume. So we're talking 200 to 400 people a day are calling in to add features.
Wow. Hey, but I appreciate you sharing that stat. And the reason why is for you listeners, think about that. Every day, 200 and 400 people are calling in to add a feature. Now multiply that by the commission you would have got paid if you just took 5 more minutes with your customer and utilize and flex that interaction model to get that feature yourself in store versus them having to call care to add that. So think about that. You get paid more commission, you save the company money because you're reducing calls to care, right? And you're making that experience for that customer so much just more valuable, I guess you can say. Any follow-up questions on that, Jimmy? What is that? Like, you as an RSM, how does that blow your mind?
Wow, I'm just thinking big opportunity for our teams. How can we ask greater questions in store to get those features added in the moment? Or how can we as a store follow up with those customers using Salesforce so that way they don't have to call in? Mm-hmm. I think we have a lot of opportunity, and that 20%, that's eye-opening, Dustin. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Dustin, these listeners are probably loving this section right now, but I gotta ask this too. What's that one most common thing customers are calling about that's happening in our stores right now? So when this listeners listen to that answer of yours, hopefully they can change that behavior to prevent that. So what's that one thing, bud?
You know, I think the thing that, you know, when we look at after they left the store and, like, what they need after that, it really kind of boils down to two things. Like, it's either kind of setting up payment arrangements, which is, you know, simple enough. A lot of people call about that. But they're asking about that first bill a lot. And I know there's been a lot of work put in, but there's still a lot of confusion on that first bill. And that also includes, like, a review of all the features. And so when they're looking at that first bill and it's higher than what they expected, they want to know, like, how do I cut this down? And that's one of the hardest things we try and do is, like, we try to keep them to keep all those features that were added because it actually impacts us negatively when we take it off. So when they're calling in, they're like, hey, this first bill is higher than I expected. How do I get it down? You know, it puts us in this kind of retention mode where we're trying to keep these features and keep everything they have on there. But if they feel like they weren't told everything properly in the store, they're going to get rid of it for the most part. We do our best, but if they feel like it wasn't properly explained, they're going to cut it. And then that's commission loss for you guys and kind of revenue loss on our end as well.
Yeah, Dustin, I think you just kind of dispelled a good myth that maybe some mobile experts might have that if a customer calls in, Text is just going to take those features off. So I think that's a great share that you guys are trying to save those, and those feature removals impact you as well. So that's a great share.
Yeah, I would call that a myth buster.
Yeah, that's a myth busted right there.
We busted that myth because you know what? One team, same team, right? Y'all are not trying to take commission away from the front line. It's just what you guys are trying to do to help improve that experience. So hey, but thanks for that share. Any last question before we wrap this up?
I mean, that was a big Protect Our Brand call out right there. That one team, that's a Protect Our Brand mindset. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, but I mean, here's the thing. Thank you for taking time out your day. I know the listeners are loving this, but the two call outs I'm going to get from you is this. 200 to 400 people are calling in to add a feature. That's insane to me, right? Every day, you multiply that by 30 days, that's how many customers per month are calling to add a feature. Lots of commission dollars being left on the table. Flex and use the interaction model to your ability to get that stuff before they need to call. The second thing that really blew my mind, customers are calling in to review their first bill and reviewing their features and then asking, how do I like cut this down? So I think by listening to that, once again, interaction model, how do we share more YT mobile statements with these customers to know the value they're truly getting versus how do I cut this down? How do I get more people to join T-Mobile? That's what we need to do. That same phone call that they're making should be to a friend or a coworker saying switch to T-Mobile versus calling Care and asking Care to reduce their bill. So I'm hoping the listeners are listening to this. Interaction model works. Take the time and share those YT Mobile statements because that is what's gonna justify the value you're bringing to the customer, and cost should not matter at the end of the day from that perspective. Disagree or agree, Jeremy? You're an RSM out there. You see this with your team. What do you think?
1,000% agree.
Awesome.
All in.
Awesome. What's that one thing that you're gonna start doing when you get back to your store after this episode?
Well, first I'm gonna take this back and I'm gonna re-educate my team. I'm gonna just jump right back into Salesforce and say, hey, where are your follow-ups from the customers you've touched in the last few days? Mm-hmm. Let's make sure we can get those features added. 20% additional feature adds, it's a big lift in revenue.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great call out, Jeremy, love that. And I hope that influences and inspires the listeners out there to do the same thing. So Dustin, hey bud, really appreciate your time. Any last words you wanna say to the listeners?
No, I just appreciate everything you guys do. You know, I know in the past, like, there's been, like, this disconnect between retail and Care, and it's stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm.
The San Diego brand is so strong, and I love, you know, that you guys live off that Protect Your Brand. You know, that's what we're all about, and I'm just happy to be part of this team. And please, you know, if there's any feedback that anybody has, I don't care if it's, you know, a mobile expert, anybody, please get it to us. That's
all
the
right.
One thing. Like, we want feedback. So if you guys have ideas, suggestions, or if you see something going wrong, you know, don't be silent. You know, let's protect the brand from the inside as well. And just reach out if you guys need anything. That's what we're here for. We're here to take care of the market, which includes our retail team. So please let us know if we can help you guys out in any way.
I love it, bud. Hey, bud. And the one thing that I'm gonna do a quick little plug. I expect to see 800 more followers for the podcast, because you shared earlier, 800 people are in that call center. So we're looking forward to seeing 800 more followers because of this episode here. Right, Jeremy?
Oh, yeah. We're growing.
All right, squad. Hey, appreciate everybody listening. Appreciate the Dustin. Appreciate Jeremy like always. Have a good one. Hope this was inspiring for y'all like it was for us. Bye.